Before we start, I would like to give every one of you a blank piece of paper. On it, I would like you to write a name or names of someone in your life other than your parents who made a profound impact, a profound influence on who you are today. Now, take this sheet, fold it, and hold it in your heart as we will discuss relationships. Relationships matter because they are an integral part of our existence. In the beginning, we stand with God as He creates Garden of Eden. We can just imagine how Adam and Eve would wake up every morning, walking and talking with Creator of heaven and earth. We can just imagine the flow, the flawless flow of affections in both directions in this intimate relationship. Since we are made in God's image, we can have a personal relationship with Him. Imagine that we are made for relationship with God Himself. This alone makes a genuine love possible, as Apostle John states in 1 John 4, 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Just imagine that. We are made for relationships, not only with God, but also with each other. Since our earliest memories, our life has always revolved around relationships. Our parents, our grandparents, friends, brethren, and also at some point, our conscious relationship with our Heavenly Father. In the course of our lives, some relationships were good and some not so much. In many ways, relationships determine who we really are at the moment and what we may become. Just like a note becomes a music through its combination with other notes, so is with us. We reveal and express ourselves through an interaction with those around us. We become a voice. We become a giver and a receiver of this interactive energy. Deep in our heart, we yearn for connection, for recognition of who we are, to be part of something bigger than just ourselves. When we are young, we crave for belonging. But at the same time, we want independence. We want to make a mark. We want to be different. We want to be known for what we are, to be unique. We resent the feeling that just like a drop of rain disappears when it falls in the puddle of water, we too will lose our identity when we merge into life. Those opposing urges creates this dynamic dance within us, this union and separation, this energy that balances within us over the course of our life. God created us this way, that we may find a perfect balance. We need to find Him in our life. Psalm 139, verse 13 to 14. You alone create my inner being. You knitted me together inside my mother. I will give thanks to you because I have been amazingly and miraculously made. When we get older, our focus shifts a bit from making a mark to leaving a mark. Leaving our spiritual inheritance for those we love, pass on the values and beliefs to know that our lives matter to someone. Isaiah 38, verse 19. It is the living who give thanks to you, as I do today. A father tells his son about your faithfulness. The quality of our relationships determine the quality of our lives. Our relationships help us to define who we are and what we will leave behind. That is why relationships are so important. And everything that applies to our relationship with each other applies also to our relationship with God Himself and vice versa. All relationships require time and attention to grow and develop. Relationships evoke. That is why we need to cultivate them if we want them to turn into something special, something lasting. Jesus said in John 15, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I am in him, he is that bears much fruits. For apart from me, you can do nothing. All relationships are mutual by nature because they are felt on both sides. They are fueled by trust and love, but extinguished by mistrust and resentment. Apostle John said in John chapter 4, 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, we love because he loves us first. And because of this simple statement, there is a great news for every one of us. In fact, it's a fantastic news. Relationships are possible for everyone. Good interaction with others is not dependent on having a certain qualities or a certain temperament. It has nothing to do with having a big and outgoing personality. You can be shy, introvert, and still enjoy great relationships. Because relationships are at the core of our existence. But so often we don't really think about them in depth. Sometimes we even neglect them. Sometimes something big has to happen to draw our attention to those relationships which are important to us. My older brother and I are 2 years apart. We grew up together until I was 21 and moved to Canada. And that often is between siblings. There was always an element of rivalry and competition between us until we lost our younger brother, Cass. This painful experience made us realize how much we meant to each other. And without even talking about this, both of us put extra effort into our relationship. And today we enjoy a very close friendship that I never knew could even exist between brothers. Meaningful relationships require a meaningful effort and pure intentions. Colossians 3:14. And over all those virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Relationships are important because of acknowledging others makes us feel real, makes us feel human. We don't realize, but how we make ourselves feel flows how we make, how we treat others, how we relate to others. But relationships are also fragile. Recently, we often hear about polarization on news, which is the inability to tolerate others. This derives from the lack of understanding and appreciation of others. in the past, relationship used to be organized around obligations and duties. Today, relationships are organized more around discussing things, relating to one another. Hebrews 10:24. And let us watch out for one another to provoke love and good works. The same obstacles that get in the way of achieving intimate relationship with others tend to get in the way with our relationship with our Heavenly Father. And they are so obvious and so familiar to every one of us. Some of them are not spending enough time with each other, not spending enough time with our Heavenly Father, or not being fully present when we are with those that we love, not being fully present when we are with Him, not getting to know each other the way we really are, not getting to know our Heavenly Father the way He really is, or taking our frustration on those that are close to us, or not paying attention to those who we love, or not seeking His will. And the list could go on. A healthy relationship is one that adds value to our lives, that is fueled by love, communication, respect, trust, honesty, and total commitment. Jesus said in John 10:14-15, I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus understood the nuances of earthly relationship and its dynamic more than anyone else. He also understood our relation with Heavenly Father more than any of us ever will, ever could. And He gave us this touching parable about the prodigal son. In it, we see a father waiting to embrace his son. In it, we also see two brothers. And the difference between the younger and the older brother lay in the fact that one depended on the mercy of his father, and the other one considered within himself that he deserves more. His heart was closed for forgiveness and for the opportunity to have a meaningful relationship with his brother who was once lost. To be a good son in this life is to be a good brother. James 5:9. Do not complain, brethren, against one another, so that you yourself may not be judged. Our relationship with our Heavenly Father is expressed in our relationship with others. Jesus made this very clear in the example of giving a cup of cold water. Our relationship with our Heavenly Father is the most important we will ever have, we will ever enjoy. It is most important than any other because it will last forever. In John 17:3, Jesus said, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." But our relationship with our Heavenly Father is built upon the foundation that many of us inherit from the faith and labor of our parents, our grandparents, from those who came before us, who passed on to us the message of the present truth. Hebrews 13:7. Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the results of their way of life, imitate their faith. And Ephesians 2:20. Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstones. Our relationship with our Heavenly Father is a very personal one, very intimate. But we have to recognize that the reason who we are at this moment today largely depends on the relationships we had in our lifetime, the role models we had, the teachers we trust, the examples we follow. We are largely today because of them. May to God be glory for creating us for relationships.